How old were you when you went to war? When you were fighting, how old were you?
Well, my first attempt was 17. No, but they sent me home, and he said, come back.
Come back next year.
They took me when I was 18.
Well, I was 21.
Okay. And how old were you? You were eight.
Me? I was 18 when I went in, but I didn't get into the battle until 19.
Yeah.
Until I was 19.
Can you imagine being that young?
Yeah.
Right?
I wish now that the Army would have given us some hearing protection.
Yeah. As you...
As you can tell, I've got problems hearing.
Yeah.
And I'm just so sorry I wasn't able to respond.
I think you responded quite nicely.
No, I can. First, I have to know what the question is.
That seems like a good rule. Yeah. Very good. Chris, do you have more?
Kate, I have two last questions.
Okay.
The first question was, how important were letters home from you? And did you take a lot of time to write letters back?
So how important were letters coming to you from home, right? Did you, were they important, and did you take time to write letters back?
She's talking, I don't know.
She's talking to all of you. Anybody who wants to answer.
How important was a letter from home to you?
What?
A letter from home. How important was that to you?
Well, I would say maybe about once a month. I purposely did not correspond too frequently with my parents because I didn't want them to worry.
Yeah. 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 What about the rest of you? Were getting letters from home important, or writing letters back?
Yes.
Getting them was. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Writing them back was, we seldom had the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don, aboard the carrier, were you able to get mail call routinely at all, or need to send things back? Okay.
One thing about it, when you got mail, you got lots of it. The only time we'd have access to mail would be when the fleet would meet with the reprovisioning fleet to take on supplies, food, and gasoline, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then we get lots of it. My wife wrote to me almost every day, so every once in a while I got a lot of mail.
A lot of letters. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Hold
you over to the next replenishment.
Right. Right.
And that's, I'm curious, so one of the things I've talked to a lot of veterans and both women who were at home and writing, and they'd say, I wrote every day, and they'd show me letters from their husbands that, you know, okay, I've been here 3 months and you've not written me one letter. And, you know, is that how it normally was even for you all in England and Italy, where you'd get them, you know, you wouldn't get anything.
Batches.
And then get them in the big batches.
Yes.
Right. Did you feel as if the women or your family wasn't writing to you, or did you understand the reality of you're just going to get them when you get them?
Understood.
You understood.
The letters were real good, but the cookies were better.
Amen.
Very good.
Well, you've got to realize that letter writing, it depends on your situation.
Yeah.
In World War II, I was single, and it wasn't that much of a problem. In the Korean War, I was married with several kids, and I was separated.
Yeah.
So I wrote quite often then, saying
yeah.
I had a reason for it, just to keep connected. So
yeah.
That's your status has a lot to do with it.
Right. That's a really good point.
At least
good.
They weren't very fresh, you know.
And Chris, yeah.
I'd just like to say something. You know, back in the 1940s, when we were flying these bombers, that propeller, which probably is about 10 feet in diameter, the blade tips were probably only about 4 or 5 feet from my ear.
Yeah.
And to listen to that for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, that's really hard on the hearing, and I've suffered ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
How's that?
Great. And Chris, you said you have a final question for us?
I do. One final question is, if you could offer one piece of advice to younger kids watching this or future generations, what would that be?
Right, and that's for all of you. One piece of advice. Yeah.
Well, I don't mind. You just said one, but I'll give you four.
That's a deal. We'll take it.
Perceive, prepare, perform, persevere. Dream your dreams, find your talents. Develop your talents in the second phase. Third phase, always do your best. In the final phase, don't let anybody tell you you cannot achieve. Yeah.
Any of the rest of you have advice?
My advice to the younger generation is to live every day
like the last,
as if it were your last, because it may be.
You guys. Yeah.
My advice to kids is, when I look at my life, is be inquisitive, try to find out what's going on, and read and learn as much as you can. Go to class or school if you have one around you, something, learn something new. And listen to the instructor, because the instructor knows, and follow the instructor what it says. So in the service, I always went to school if I could get one. I went in as a high school graduate and came out with a master's degree in systems engineering and a BS in electrical, because I look for opportunities, you know. And that's the way life is, they're there. Mm-hmm. If you can find them. Mm-hmm. And I learned maintenance, electronics, and all that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've
said many, many times that the GI Bill was the greatest legislation ever passed, and I vouch for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I would like to thank both Chris Henry and the EAA for bringing us all here tonight. Thank you all for coming. Gentlemen, it has been a great privilege and honor to sit with you on this stage this evening. Thank you so much for sharing your stories with us.